Good evening. My name is Matthew Hardicky, and I currently serve as the Missouri Cattlemen's Association Treasurer and have been an agriculture lender for the past 20 years. Tonight, we are going to give you an update on the Paycheck Protection Program and how this affects you as a producer. At the end of our discussion, you will have the ability to ask questions. If you have any questions during this discussion, please dial 0 and your question will be recorded. We are going to keep this conversation only towards the Paycheck Protection Program, as this is a complex issue by itself. We will now begin our conversation about the SBA Paycheck Protection Program, or so-called PPP loans. The following information during this town hall does not, and is not intended to, constitute legal or financial advice. Instead, all information, content, and discussion during this town hall is for general information purposes only. Information provided during the town hall may not constitute the most up-to-date PPP information. You need to contact your accountant, attorney, banker, or other advisory source for your individual situation concerning the PPP loans or any other financial or legal matter. The agenda for this call is the following: an overview of the Paycheck Protection Program, what it is, what is included, and what you need to do. And then we'll end with questions and answers. First, the overview. The Paycheck Protection Program was funded and authorized by the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or so-called CARES, which was passed and signed by President Donald Trump on March 27, 2020. CARES is a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. PPP is a part of the bill and is funded to $349 billion. CARES authorizes the U.S. Treasury to fund the program. The Treasury is using the SBA as a channel to distribute the funds. SBA is using banks to process, fund, and monitor the program. CARES also has other financial provisions that are applicable to agriculture, but for the purpose of this call, we will be focusing on the PPP loan program. First, PPP is still a fluid program. I cannot stress this enough. Every day since CARES has approved, banks have received additional guidance or changes to the program from SBA. Even this morning at 10 a.m., SBA released additional information and guidance to banks. The SBA nor any bank was ready on March the 27th to accommodate this program with its size and scale. Everything from terms to processes for the loans was developed in 1 week. Things have and will change, so you need to be patient and work with your lender. It is very important to understand PPP is intended to stop or slow unemployment due to COVID-19. It is not intended to be a subsidy for all business revenue. PPP is coverage for 2.5 months of lost revenue to fund payroll from February 15, 2020 to June 1, 2020. So number three, who can apply and is eligible for PPP? Any small business, 501c3 nonprofit organization, 501c19 veterans organization, or tribal business are eligible if they have less than 500 employees or meet standards the SBA industry has for more than 500 employees. There is no exclusion for agriculture of any type in PPP eligibility. There is a lot of bad information out there that agriculture is not eligible for PPP loans. It is true that some SBA loans do have restrictions for agriculture, but remember, PPP is a U.S. Treasury Department program administered by SBA, so most normal SBA exclusions do apply. Number four, how much can you borrow? The loan amount is equal to 2.5 months of payroll expense. Payroll cost is including benefits. Payroll cost does exclude any 1099 employees or typically contract employees. Payroll cost is defined as salary, wage, commissions, or tips with a cap of $100,000 on an annualized basis for each employee, otherwise known as cash compensation. You may also include cost of vacation, parental, family, medical, or sick leave. You can include health insurance costs, and retirement benefits. You can also include state, local taxes on compensation. Calculation of payroll cost is the aggregate payroll cost of the previously mentioned items for the previous 12 months or calendar year 2019, whichever you would prefer, divided by 12 and then times by 2.5. For seasonal businesses, you may use the average payroll from February the 15th, 2019 or March 1st, 2019 to June 30th of 2019. For the total number of employees, it is the average employment over the same time period that was used to calculate payroll cost. So again, it's 2.5 months worth of payroll cost is the maximum amount of the loan. The loan terms. Number one, the loan process must be used, the loan proceeds must be used for payroll, utilities, rent, or mortgage interest that occur beginning February the 15th of 2020 for 2.5 months. To be forgivable, you will have to provide verification that you have incurred these expenses during this time period. For example, you can't take the funds and go buy capital expenses and expect the loan to be forgiven if you don't have any covered expenses reported during this time. Also, if your seasonal employees occur outside of the covered period and ask for loans to forgive, these payroll costs may not be forgiven. The total maximum amount of loan for any one borrower is $10 million. Again, the maximum loan is 2.5 times your 1 month payroll expense, as previously discussed. The loan portion is a 2-year maturity with interest only at 1%. No collateral or personal guarantees are required. Loan payments are deferred for 6 months, although interest will accrue during this time. Principal interest will start amortizing on the unforgiven portion at month 7 and be paid in full by the 2-year maturity. Forgivable portion. If you retain the same number of employees for 8 weeks following your loan funding as you had on February the 15th of 2020 and maintain the same salary levels, SBA will forgive part or all of your principal amount of the loan. The forgivable portion must be a minimum of 75% of actual payroll cost. As of June 30th, 2020, and we are still waiting on SBA clarification of the date, you can request loan forgiveness by submitting a request to your lender. Requesting should include the number of full-time equivalent employees and pay rates verified, eligible mortgage, interest, utility payments verified. Your lender has 60 days to make a decision on the forgiveness of your loan. I stress that SBA hasn't released the full final rulings on this process, the application, or terms, so this most likely will change. So finally, what steps should you take as an agriculture producer? First, review the PPP information sources. The best sources to review are SBA.gov, the USTreasury.gov, the FederalReserve.gov, or possibly your bank's website, or even a discussion with your banker. There's a lot of information on the internet that's misleading or confusing, and I would encourage you to go to these sources first. Number two, determine your eligibility. The current PPP application is only for companies that have payroll expense. The next round, beginning April 10th, are for sole proprietors or so-called 1099 individuals. These will have similar rules as the first application. SBA has not released the application or the final rules on this yet, and we are expecting them in the next coming days. Most farmers in Missouri will be more eligible for the second application as they do not have payroll expense. MCA will update as soon as possible. The third thing you should do is find an SBA lender. Most banks and the Farm Credit System are approved SBA lenders. Because of the large amounts of requests, most lenders are either prioritizing applications from their customers or only taking applications from their customers. There are some issues with the SBA's online portal that banks submit to the applications to for approval, but these are only temporary. Applications are being approved at a very fast pace. As of today, SBA has approved over $90 billion of PPP loans. And number four, you need to complete the application. Most lenders have an application that they require. You may download the application from SBA.gov, but SBA is requesting you use the forms from your bank, as each bank has their own process to originate the loans. Additionally, the government regulation requires forms from banks that must be completed that are not on the SBA website. Next, you'll want to gather all information and verification needed. Your bank's application or the discussion with your banker should be able to address what is needed. Items needed may include, but are not limited to, legal organizational documents. Articles, these may be such things as articles of organization, bylaws, or operating agreements. You are required to provide a copy of your driver's license, a valid driver's license, of all owners, 20% or greater, or individuals signing the loan docs. SBA is requiring a copy of your front and back of your driver's license. And then finally, a list of your affiliated business. Next, you'll need to provide documents to support your 2019 payroll cost. You can provide payroll summary report or payroll registry. You can provide IRS forms 940, 941, or 944 as applicable. For seasonal employees, a payroll summary report from February 15, 2019 through June 30, 2019. You may also support other financial statements or reports to support payroll costs at the direction of your lending institution. You must also include your IRS 1096 or the 1099 miscellaneous form for any independent contractors to determine the total number of employees. Next, you'll provide documents to support that the borrower had employees who were paid salaries and payroll taxes on or around February 15th of 2020. Items to submit could be a payroll summary report or a payroll registry. Next, you want to complete the SBA Paycheck Protection Program application, Form 2483, and other bank-required documents. And finally, the deadline is November the 30th of 2020, but I would highly encourage you to get your application in for processing as soon as possible. Finally, next, after you're approved, what is next? You'll need to sign loan documentation from your bank before funding of the PPP loan. Banks are required to disperse funds within 10 calendar days from the date of the loan approval. The 8-week period for assessing payroll costs to determine forgivableness amount begins on the day your lender makes the funding disbursement. And finally, number 6, keep good records from February 15, 2020 through June 30, 2020. You will have to prove what you want forgiven. So keeping good receipts and good records is very important. This concludes my discussion of the program and process. I will now entertain questions. With this program so new and fluid, there may be some questions I cannot answer, but will write them down and obtain answers after the call. Again, for individual advice or recommendation, I will need to defer your question and ask that you speak with your accountant, attorney, or banker. Kobe, do we have any questions?